This is Wild About Utah.
Rivers and sandstone pretty much define the Colorado Plateau, perhaps my favorite landscape on our lovely planet. These past few weeks, I've experienced some of its best in Dinosaur National Monument and Canyonlands National Park with friends and students. Those magnificent rivers, Green, Yampa, Colorado, San Juan, have worked their marvels slicing through thousands of feet of sandstone mixed with a bit of limestone and shale. To stand on a rim and look over 100 miles of convoluted, tortured landform feasts the convolutions of one's brain, and the contorted, gnarly juniper trees that adorn the rocks seem to reflect those lands that nourish them, some nearing 1,000 years of fire and storm. The landscape everywhere, away from the river, is of rock, cliffs of rock, plateaus of rock, terraces of rock, crags of rock, 10,000 strangely carved forms. John Wesley Powell, July 1869, on his first river trip through our canyonlands. I love the names assigned to the rock formations, Weber, Morgan, Cedar Mesa, Carmel, Navajo, Entrada, Kayenta, and so on. Each associated with a unique formation, arches, bridges, towers, turrets, endless. And the improbable snow-covered peaks adding welcome contrast from the sun-baked sandstone, Lascelles, Abajos, Henrys, lacolithic bumps in the earth's crust were overburdened of rock and soil stripped away by millions of years of storm and gravity. Even more improbable are the myriad life forms that adorn these wastelands. Well over 1,000 plant and insect species, hundreds of varied birds, mammals, and reptiles. One bird in particular is a symbol of this wild, splendid country. They call it raven. Their intelligence and mischievousness are legendary. Last week, I was the victim. I left a stack of books on the canyon country, setting on a table. After an all-day epic hike, I returned to a tattered book missing a few pages, and another small paperback gone. Can these enigmatic rascals read? Another part of this magical country are the cultural leavings of ancestral Pueblo and Fremont people. I always take pause when their startling presence appears. How could anyone survive even a few weeks, let alone a few thousand years, in this harsh, unforgiving environment? Only through an intimate relationship with their natural surroundings, especially plants. Who could grow a garden on poor sandstone-generated soils with little rain and extreme temperatures? But they did so. A wonderfully written book, Wild Plants and Native Peoples of the Four Corners, is a must-read. It's done with cultural sensitivity, along with excellent details on preparing them for use, food, fiber, medicine, and decor. And finally, Ed Abbey and Terry Tempest Williams captured the spirit of these great lands in verse, Desert Solitaire and Red Passion and Patience in the Desert.
Wild About Utah is brought to you in part by our listeners and the Moab Area Travel Council, whose support of tourism, events, and recreation in Grand County promotes and protects the natural beauty for visitors from across the state of Utah. Information available online at discovermoab.com.
This is Jack Green, and you guessed it, I'm wild about Utah.